I call that one Leroy because Leroy. It's got the afro on top of it.
What's mine called?
Big Dick. Big black dick. All right,
Angel's got a big.
I don't feel
black
comfortable
dick.
Being this close to you.
Okay, you can put your headphones on if you want to hear everything.
Oh
because,
yeah. Okay. Are we already recording?
What?
Are we already?
I don't know.
I'm so
Wait.
Loud. God.
No. Well, you're supposed to be loud because you need to hear yourself. You need to
Angel.
Yeah. What? This is so
this
wrong.
This is so cool.
Okay.
Wait, why do you have that? Why?
Whoop, I fucked everything up already. Everything's fucked up.
Wait, why are we using this song?
What? Why are we using this song? We're using this song because it's special to you.
No, please don't. We're not using this.
It's so special to you.
Right.
You have fond memories of this.
No, I don't.
No, you don't. Okay. Hold on a second. I need to turn up your microphone a little bit.
I'm going
to
slash my
there,
fingers.
There, that's better.
Or my wrist.
Why is
dick.
This song special to you?
It's not special to me.
Oh,
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know about that.
What happened, Greg?
No, whoa.
What?
not to me.
No, to her. What happened to her?
No,
Did you not see the video that we made for this song?
Was it this song?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Can we use a different song?
Yeah, we can use a different song.
Cool.
Which song would you prefer?
Suck My Dick by... I'm just
kidding. It's probably out there. I don't
no,
know.
It is, but...
I don't know.
What song would you want to use?
Yeah. Eminem. No, hold on. Sorry. Not that one. Screamo, right? You wanted to hear some Screamo?
It's all good. I'm
Girl,
good with EDM.
What you talking about, Screamo?
Yeah. Okay.
I like Screamo, don't hate.
why don't we
gonna break out with pig squeals right here and be like
good one. Okay, I'm sorry.
Father figure.
What I should probably
no,
do
no, that's too soft.
Oh god damn it.
I'm sorry.
fine. You get this one then.
I like
Big Butts and I Cannot Lie.
No, I got a song. I got a song. Noise of X. One of their songs. Don't do Orgasm, though.
No, cause... don't do Orgasm.
That would be bad.
No. I got another song. 29. Sorry, not 29.
F-U-C.
Society.
F-U-C Society.
No.
Oh.
Just type Society by... Oh, I can't
pause it. See, this is no good to the listening people, because we're actually recording right now.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's...
Angel.
See, that's how I start every show. This is the Random Stream of Consciousness podcast, and I have two guests with me today, and they're both equally awesome, and I've shot with both of them before. And as you know, I only talk to hot chicks on this podcast, and that's what makes mine different.
He's not lying.
So today I have with me Angel Marie.
Hi.
Wow. I swear to God, models are not stupid. They're not stupid. So we're just going to go on to the next guest. I have Danielle.
Yes.
Lucas.
Danielle Lucas. I don't know why Danielle sounded weird. What was I going to call you?
I don't know.
Danny.
Danielle has an alter ego that she'd like to share with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
She has given this to herself, and obviously every time you give yourself a nickname, it's awesome. So Danielle, why don't you tell me for the first time for real? Because she was going to tell me in the car, and I said don't tell me yet because I want to.
Angel knows, but
what?
Your alter ego
about?
Is Angel knows.
I don't
oh, that's
understand.
So cute.
What's going on?
Okay.
What are you talking about?
You know my name, my alias, but I have to say it. So
okay.
Danielle's alter ego name is... Now's the time you say it.
Imberlin. I was waiting for the drum roll to stop.
Imberlin.
Amberlin?
Imberlin.
Oh, Imberlin.
E-M.
Like a burning Emberlin. Like a burning thing that falls out of a
Imberlin.
Campfire and lands in your lap and then your crotch catches on fire.
Exactly.
Okay, well, So Emberlyn is with me here also. I'm not going to call you that. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Not going to happen.
It's okay because you know me.
You know what would be really cool?
What?
Is if you talked into that microphone.
Like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can hear yourself better, right?
Yeah,
and I'm sorry you have to, I'm sorry you have to kind of lean down so I see down your shirt.
Kind of making out with mine.
That, well.
Just because it looks like.
See, that one works better though because it's right at your mouth level.
Yeah, and it happens to look like a phallic object.
Yeah. Phallic object.
It's very, very phallic shaped.
Good joke. Okay. So what are we going to talk about? Good. Okay. Everybody's having a good time now. Okay. So let's, there's a couple of things that have been going on in Angel's life. Let me turn this up because I sound way bassy. Yuck. Okay. So, oop, now I sound crazy. Okay. Angel. What you been doing?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, recently, I was going to announce something big, and we are actually making a short film, a documentary of the original film, and I'm sure all of you have heard of it, maybe, I don't know, but all you fellow nerds...
Nerds.
It's called The Toxic Avenger.
What?
But it is a short documentary we are doing because of the feature film that they are going to be releasing. And I can't talk about that very much, but I can say filmmaker Joe Nardelli, sweet guy, he's a great guy, met him at Mad Monster Party in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Wait, did you just say Charlotte?
Mm-hmm.
Not Charlotte.
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 Like.
Charlotte. Good one. Okay.
Something like that.
So you are seriously going to be making a film, documentary on the Toxic Avenger character and movies. There's been like four of them. You know that, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You've seen
much.
Them all?
I've seen the first one. I haven't seen the rest, but.
You know how ridiculous they are.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We have Mark Torgel as well.
Who's Mark Torgel?
He is the guy who played the original Toxic Avenger.
I was not aware that there was more than one actor who played Toxie.
There is actually two. Mm. I'm not sure what the other guy, what his name is, but...
Angel has had a couple of cupcakes, so she can't sit still. So she's rolling around the studio and pounding the table. So when you hear this... That's Angel being Hulk smash.
Yeah, and when you hear like just sounds on the floor,
I don't know.
She's
I
going
just,
ham
I can't
she's
stay
going
still.
Ham rolling.
I
yes.
have to move or something. Uh-huh. I don't know. I can't.
And when you hear nothing, that's Danielle doing nothing.
That's me right here. Yeah.
Yeah. Because
mm-hmm. she knows
she's
how
not
to.
Important.
She's a big girl. She can sit just still kidding. and do absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
thank
I'm
you.
I'm quite good at that.
Thank you.
Anyway.
It's not what I heard. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Angel's giving me the signal to bring it all back to her. So we're bringing it back to Angel.
Focus.
Got it.
Focus on your big black mic
mm-hmm.
in front of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The one I'm caressing with my fingers.
That's not like that. Yes. Good. Okay.
Basically, Mark Torgel and Jordan Ardelli, they are both going out of their way to send me to Los Angeles. And I'm very grateful about that because it's just all very exciting to me. I don't have...
Why are you asking? I don't know what your story is.
Sorry.
Oh,
yeah,
you don't
have
experience?
Experience?
No experience and no history.
Within the acting... industry.
Let me tell you, I do, and I will tell you that it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Well, we've made videos. I mean, we've done a couple of video shoots, and there was a casting couch procedure, and you passed. So good job. I hired you kind of on the spot. Thank you for the coughing. I wish I had a button that you could just like. No, it's okay. You should be in your own room, but. I have a shitty little studio here in my office, so I'm sorry. That's the way that goes. So you are going to be flown to Los Angeles, and you're going to be working with Mark Torgel.
Torgel.
Whatever. Torgel. twerk. No. Twerk a goal. And that is going to happen when?
That is going to happen the 1st of November.
That's exciting. That's yes. In a week.
About, yeah.
I have a calendar right here. That's in a week and 2 days. Good yeah. for you. So when do you go out there? I'm sorry. No, you're allowed to do the interview. Go ahead.
I was going to ask how long you're going to be gone.
I'm going to be gone, let's see, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. About 6 days. Almost six a week, days. Yeah.
So you are coming back? Because if not, I would just have to tie you up and keep you.
Oh. Oops. I'll have to think about it. Mm. I might like it too much then.
Okay, so how did that even happen? Like, how do you... I know that you go to... these shows, right? You go to what are they called?
Conventions.
Yeah. Yes. What was the last fun convention you were at?
I was at Spooky Empire's Mayhem.
Now I remember seeing a picture of you sitting on some old guy's lap. Is that right?
Whoa, what?
Wasn't that it?
I cannot recall. I sit on a lot of old men's laps, so
perfect. Okay.
I love old men.
That's super great. Okay.
If they haven't had a heart attack, they're too young.
Hmm. I'm just kidding. Ew. What is wrong with you people?
Robbing them cradles.
Yes. Well, do what you do.
Love them wrinkles.
Ew. That.
Do
that's,
you play with them?
You have now. You have gone. That's just it. Forget it. This will be your first trip to LA?
Yes, my first trip, so I'm very excited.
Holy shit.
I've never been to LA. It's. I don't know. It's just all exciting. I'm sorry.
No. I put the headphones on you so that you can hear how horrible the noises are when you slam down things and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
And come way away from the microphone and you won't hear you anymore. So it's like,
yeah, way to go, Angel.
Yeah, you're gonna understand that. That's why you wear the headphones. What are you scolding her for, Coffee McGee?
Well, I'm sick. I have an excuse.
Oh, okay.
I'm at least, you know, like turning away.
I'm sick too. Sweetie.
I mean, I could cough into the microphone, but I'm sure you wouldn't appreciate that.
I really wouldn't appreciate that.
Exactly.
Not
I think
much
it
at all.
I would appreciate that.
It spikes the levels and it breaks things. So I'd appreciate it if you didn't do that. So
yes.
So what I've been doing
I
is fine.
I want all your spit all over me.
What did you say?
What?
Seriously, what did you just say? Holy shit. I'm losing control of the podcast. This is... Okay.
Go on, Greg.
No, God. You go on.
Oh, dear. No. Angel, continue.
So, are you done with your LA Toxic Avenger story, or is there more that you can share?
I can't share a lot of things, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, it's a short film, it is independent, and we are trying to raise money or have fundings.
Are you going to be doing an Indiegogo or a, what do they call that?
It's actually Kickstarter.
Kickstarter, yeah. So
we
you have a Kickstarter?
We have a campaign on there, and it's...
Really?
If you search it up, it's called The Toxic Tutu.
Sorry again, what?
Toxic Tutu. And you can learn more about our film and what we're
going
to
be doing.
I'll
be damned. There it is, right there.
Bam.
By Mark Twortle.
Oh, look at that.
That is our video.
You want $99,000?
That is our goal.
Holy fuck. What are you going to do with all that money?
Well, a lot
no,
of it...
No, I understand it. That pays for plane tickets, for Angel Marie.
A lot of that, yes.
That pays for you to sleep on somebody's couch for a week.
And we are going to be having... Lloyd Kaufman in our film as well.
Who's that?
He is the creator of The Toxic Avenger.
Well, I'll be damned.
Well,
I would
he is
seriously
the director.
Well, listen, I would seriously hope that if you're doing a documentary on the series of movies that you get the director. I think he should say
yeah.
something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, if anybody wants to know more about the Kickstarter project for Toxic Tutu, that's what you got to search for. Just Toxic Tutu on Kickstarter. I found it right away. It was super easy. Of course, I'm an internet genius, so maybe you dummies out there won't know what to do. Maybe I'll even put a link in the little thing there. But okay, so that's cool. Next week, you're going to go film... Wait a minute. What if you don't get the funding?
Actually, the funding is... I'm not really sure, honestly, but it's basically just from the support of our fans.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you know, it's something that we want to create because, you know, we are very passionate about it. And it's just a whole project that we want to do. But
I don't know if you're so passionate about it if you've only seen the first movie and that's it.
Don't test me.
Okay. Do you think it's something that you're going to find online and then try and maybe watch the rest of the movies just so that you're a little more familiar about it? Wait a minute. Oh, uh-huh. You can't talk about what your part of it is.
Yeah, I can't. Okay. I mean,
do you have a nude?
A lot of that has to be very secret.
Do you have a nude scene? Is that what it's going to be?
I might.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess you're going to have to get on Kickstarter and make sure they reach their $99,000 goal so you can see little Angel Marie sprinting around naked, being chased by a man in a rubber suit for the documentary of The Toxic Avenger with Mark Tutu. Wait, what's his name again?
Mark Torgel,
yes, okay. All right. Next. Danielle, what's your story?
My story? I recently signed with Crave Girls.
Crave Girls. Now, what is Crave Girls?
It is a company that promotes and supports models, go-go dancers, and a bit of the adult entertainment industry.
Whoa. Now, wait a minute. Why would you be part of Crave Girls?
Because I've spoken with Matt, and he's a really awesome guy.
Wrong. The answer is because you're fucking awesome. So, let's try this again. Danielle, why would you be part of Crave Girls?
Well, clearly because I'm fucking awesome.
Correct. Okay. Well, that's good. Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and move on from there. And so, you started out go-go dancing. Is that basically how you made contacts for Crave Girls?
Actually, I just filled out an application, and I spoke to Matt. I submitted some of my modeling work, and he practically hired me immediately.
So basically, I got you this job?
Yes.
And you owe me?
Yes. Much.
Okay. There we have it. You've heard it here. Danielle owes me. What else you want to talk about? No, you're not even close to done. So you're part of Crave Girls. And what is the next step for you for Crave Girls?
I'm going to be meeting up with the team captain here in Orlando. Leia.
Mm-hmm.
Leia Siri. And she is awesome.
I'm friends with her on Facebook.
Yeah.
I did not know she was part of that.
Yeah, she's the team captain for Crave Girls in Orlando.
The fuck was that? Was that my phone? I forgot to put it on silent. My bad.
Shame.
Worst host ever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, we're good now. But go on.
So, as soon as I hear back from her, we plan on meeting up and I'm going to dance for her and go from there.
I want to be at that audition.
I can talk to her and find out.
I don't really need to be there.
You could be. You could record.
Ooh, an on-location podcast? What? No, I did that in LA. It didn't work out so good.
Well, I meant more video.
Oh.
Or photos. You can
do I'll do video.
Yeah, I can talk to Leah.
What do you have to wear?
Go-go attire.
Nothing.
Fuck yeah.
Practically nothing.
Practically nothing.
Practically.
Well, that's good. I can do that. I can do nothing. All right. Well, what else is going on? You just got back into town. Is that right?
Yes.
Where were you?
I was in North Carolina.
Why the fuck would you go to North Carolina?
That is what I'm wondering now. Mm. Like, why would I go there?
But I asked you the same thing.
You were there for like 3 months, right?
Two. Yes.
That's enough.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. That'll make it nuts.
Yeah. If it would have been Raleigh, it would have been a lot better. There's a lot more going on there, but I was literally in the
Nowheresville.
Yeah, bumfuck nowhere.
Bumfuck nowhere, North Carolina.
I actually made a little meme. There was a house that my father and I were working on, and it resembled the one of Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Wow. Here's something. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sound like condescending or anything. This is something that we do, and I don't know why this started, but for whatever reason, we pull up Google Maps and we look at stupid places. So where was this place?
Goldsboro.
Goldsboro. There it is.
That
holy
is
shit. It actually came up. Okay, so let's see. The nearest town that I have heard of
is
Greenville. Oh, no, Raleigh, right there.
Yeah. Raleigh
that's, is
nice.
That is a good 50 miles away, but there's no road that leads to Raleigh. You have to go about 100.
That. That's actually cut off.
Yeah, and you're at a dead end here. Goldsboro is at the end of a dead end road.
So. Yeah, clearly Raleigh doesn't want it. They're just they're like Goldsboro can just stay the fuck away.
You guys. Yeah,
fuck you. You're
what,
in some
you road to come to us?
Mountain
fuck
valley.
Off.
You're just gonna stay down in there. You,
yeah.
Out of. Oh, look at that! And there's a place called Cape Fear. There's a real place called Cape Fear in North
That's
Carolina.
That's where I was born.
That explains a lot. I'm going to be honest with the six people that are listening to this. Danielle is an interesting person. She's unique.
Mm-hmm. To say the least.
I think I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
She likes a lot of things that maybe your average 21-year-old shouldn't like, but she does, and that makes her special.
Special.
And you just got a tongue piercing, is that right?
Yes.
Why?
I like needles in my face.
You're fucked up.
I know.
I kind of it on her. On me? I don't know.
Oh, do you
You didn't have your tongue pierced.
Look at this.
Never. I never had a piercing.
Well, then you wouldn't know if you like it on you or not.
I like it on her.
Do you know?
Yeah. rattle that around on your teeth right in the microphone. I'm sure that's going to be good.
He likes it.
I don't. This is all about sound quality. Look at all the shit on my table that I spent.
It's proof. The rattling. Yeah. So people can hear my tongue ring.
And your clit is pierced too, right?
No, but that might
You're supposed to lie. Oh. Whoops.
I'm not a liar.
Whoops, that wasn't supposed to happen. No, if we're going to pretend this is radio, and it's obviously not because it's a podcast, but if we pretend it's radio, then it's all about theater of the mind, and you have to pretend a lot of things. So you could pretend that you're wearing like this really, really super low-cut tank top, and
I
your
am.
Boobs are just spilling.
They are.
Well, that's kind of true, but...
This is actually a nudist podcast.
This is the number one nude podcast. That's right. So I am now...
Yeah.
I'm currently owling naked. On my desk. And this is only funny because earlier they saw a picture of me owling on my bar top.
Yep.
That's special thanks to Tiffany Crystal from years ago. She took me at a moment of my weakness when I drank way too much absinthe. And there you go. Naked.
I think it was
owling.
Just the perfect amount because that photo was born from
just,
that.
It was pretty much just the perfect amount.
Tinkerbell I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
He's so pretty.
I had a tiara and everything. It was super great.
And you call me special.
Mm-hmm. No, you definitely are special. Okay.
I'm not running around in tiaras.
Not yet.
Yet.
So why are you both here today?
Because Greg is awesome.
I'm not buying that. Let's go to why? The fuck are you here for? You're here to do the podcast for one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you're also here because I'm a very, very lonely man. And if I didn't have people come over here, I'd probably, you know, well, I don't know. I would, let's see.
Probably, like, put curtains all over his window.
Curtains?
And then get a bunch of cats. Are you going to be a cat
man? I love cats. I fucking...
See, it's already begun.
It's also be dark.
It has begun.
I like being alone.
With my cats.
Leave me.
With my cats.
I can't have cats. Cats are horrible, evil, vile, disgusting creatures.
How dare you?
What do you mean, how dare me?
I love
cats. You probably
cats.
Have bats instead.
Bats.
I would have bats. I would be that crazy bitch to have a bunch of bats.
And crows.
Crows. Bats. Bats are not. Bats are not pets. Bats are not pets.
Fruit bats. Do you see those little miniature foxes with wings? They are so adorable.
Are those called fruit bats?
Yes, fruit bats.
Oh.
They're really big, but they're social.
I just have
like,
to say
very social,
something.
So you have to get a bunch of them.
What do you have to say?
With this.
Danielle.
Yes.
I really like you.
Okay. Well, really thanks for listening, like everybody. We got to go. And no, we're not done yet. Not yet.
Angel.
No.
I really like you too.
Wow. Okay. Well, let me go ahead and just make everybody just cool out for a second. The real reason you guys are here today is because we're going to be doing some photos and some video. Is that right?
Yes.
And that's because I'm fucking awesome at both?
Yes. Here, here.
Apparently, we're at the dinner table and we're having a little soiree.
Yes.
Okay, I swear to God, this is the last time I do this with drunk girls. I'm sorry. Sorry, everybody.
We're not even drunk. We're just getting started.
No, I know. They're not even drunk. They're this much fun. That's why, that's what this is about. Okay, so let's talk about, Angel, where do you live? You don't live here in Orlando.
I live everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm everywhere.
No, I know. I drove your ass down to Miami so you could live down there, and then you don't live there
anymore.
I'm
back here, and then somehow I ended up...
Do you know I almost broke my car taking you down there?
I heard something like that.
Ran it completely out of oil. That was that noise we heard.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That you were still able to get back.
Yeah. Not only back, I went to Atlanta and back after that.
No kidding.
Yeah, because the next day I took you down there, and then the very next day I had to go to Atlanta to shoot something, and
wow.
I had no time to look at anything or fix anything. So yeah, I drove like 1,000 or 500 miles on a car with no motor oil in it.
God, it was, abused the shit out of your car.
No. I usually take very very nice care of it. I just forgot to give it an oil change for like a year.
Greg, why do you do this to me?
Calm down, sweetheart. I will caress you later. We're talking about my car, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Wow. All right, so let's now talk about, what are we going to talk about? You're still in high school, aren't you?
Yes.
We're just going to bust that right out.
Aren't you almost done with that?
Yeah, I have a credit left to finish.
What's interesting is I shot you nude like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
You guys do the math. Go ahead, do the math. No, don't do the math. Set actually, don't.
It. Stop it. If you're doing it right now, just cease it
so
in your mind.
We'll talk about how we met. We met because you put a... you actually put a casting call on Model Mayhem. Is that right?
Yes.
And I answered.
Yes.
Aren't you lucky?
Very.
Because a bunch of other people answered too, right?
Yes. A bunch of people did respond to that, and only because I was offering some nudity. But I was actually really happy that Greg responded because he is actually...
Wait, stop. Thank you. I am not looking for praise here. I'm just simply saying that I saved you from 20 bad naked shoots of old men who just wanted to see you naked.
See, why shouldn't she be happy about that? I would be happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because old creepy guys that... just want to see his naked, and that's it. That's not no bueno.
See, and I'm just a young creepy guy who wanted to see you naked, and it worked perfectly.
But you're not creepy. Yeah. You're not creepy. Well, you don't portray it.
You are so... I have fooled everyone. My plan is complete. Excellent. All right.
Greg is a lucky
man. Well, maybe
it's
because I'm creepy.
Greg, how many girls have you shot?
Yeah, how many?
In your life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know this was
a very likable man.
I didn't know this was the Greg interview. I have probably shot upwards of 800.
Wow.
It's pretty cool, right?
Wow.
Yeah, that is. Congratulations. You should have, a little celebration when you reach 100.
Well, that would have been years ago.
Yeah, it would have. I mean, like, 1,000.
I swear to God, models are not dumb. Models are not dumb. They just, you know...
just add an extra zero to that last one.
An extra zero?
Yeah, 1,000. Okay. Make it 1,000.
No, that's fine.
Do it.
Okay, Angel just peed on the floor. Sucks.
Don't you steal my drink.
Now I have to Now I have to clean that up.
What?
It's a good thing I have a napkin here.
Now they're calling each other whores. This is going very well.
Slut. Come at me, bro.
Bitch, I'm gonna come on you. I'm just kidding.
This is gonna be a really fun video shoot. I can't wait. It is going to be a good time.
I like it anyway.
Good time.
Girl, you gonna learn today.
Oh my. All right. What else should we talk about? You guys are good guests. Thank you.
We had an interesting conversation about nipples earlier.
I don't like nipples.
That's right. You
can
like
we talk about wrinkles?
Wrinkles? No, nipples.
I actually want to talk about wrinkles. I like wrinkles.
What are you talking about? What is wrong with you?
Shut up, Angel. This is nipple time.
Everything's wrong with me.
Yes, I know. Things have gotten so weird all of a sudden.
I love you for that, Angel. I don't have any wrinkles. Well, I'm starting to get one. Can you believe it? My first wrinkle.
See?
Where?
I like right her already. Here.
My worry line.
What are you worried? What are you worried about?
I worry about everything.
Why?
Because it's in my nature. I blame anxiety disorder.
No. I think... You look beautiful, and I think you should grow a few more, and then I think about dating you.
What do you?
Oh.
Yeah?
What do you? Yeah. I can stretch it out for you.
What? The fuck is wrong with you two? Okay. Here's something interesting about Angel. She's only interested in, like, 50-year-old dudes.
Which is why we have all these jokes. Which is why I try to seduce her with my one wrinkle. This is the only way she'll pay attention to me.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And just so everybody knows, Angel is 19 years old. I checked her ID the day that we did those nudes, and I have it on file. So all you FBI people that are listening, I swear to God, everything is on the level.
Yep.
He
promises.
Great. Good times. We hate you. I hate you both.
We don't hate you because you give us candy stuff.
Holy shit. Okay.
Candy flavored promises.
Oh my God.
I love you, Greg.
Okay. What else can we talk about?
He's overwhelmed. Give him a slight break.
No, I usually have a lot of things to talk. What do you want to talk about? The government shutdown and
no.
Obamacare? Do you want to
fuck Obama?
Big black dick again. I knew it. It all comes back. All comes back to the big black dick.
Oh my god.
It's a good question. If you had an opportunity, would you have sex with Barack Obama?
No.
Really?
Yes. I might for the fame.
I would.
Oh god.
I would. Are you kidding me? I fucked the president. Can you imagine how much mileage I could get out of that?
Sex with the president.
Really? You can't wait for an attractive one?
An attractive president?
Yes. I mean, I know that JFK is...
When is... Oh, JFK. Yeah, well...
Yeah.
We see how that turned out.
Rarely. I think Abraham Lincoln was a sexy-ass president.
Sexy motherfucker, yeah.
Sexy-ass motherfucker.
Especially seeing all those vampires.
Yeah. Play around with it.
That top hat.
I'm not into beards, actually, but I think
I don't like super long beards.
I have a beard, by the way.
Yeah.
Short beards are nice. Like, when they're like, too long.
Like ZZ Top long?
Yeah, when they can capture your food. When you can hide it and save it for later. I think that's pretty gross.
I don't know.
What?
I think...
Please, expound.
I'm into older men, but I think I would have them... I would prefer them to have no beard at all.
You're not into body hair either?
No.
No.
You don't like them manly men?
I love them clean.
So, wait a minute. You want a
50...
Like
they just hit in puberty.
You're very complex. You want an old man. You want a 50-year-old old man, but you want him to be hairless. So you want an old Asian man.
You asked too much, Angel.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that that's not going to happen.
Just picky.
Well, maybe you need to go to the Orient.
Forever alone. I'm just kidding.
I like it. I'm actually a hermit.
You are?
Yeah, I am.
No. She really is. I talk to her on the phone all the time.
I think that's a lie. Because we're lonely. I think that's a lie. It's so impossible to actually talk to you on the phone or get you to respond to a text message.
Oh, I don't know if that was directed towards me or Danielle.
Danielle.
Well,
Danielle.
I mean, lately I've been painting. I've been painting a house. I've been busy.
What? You have been painting a house?
That is her excuse.
What, like
it's
on a canvas?
An excuse,
on a canvas?
No,
or?
Like on a legit house.
On a
Like, I've been painting a house.
Legit house.
Yes.
I want you to come paint my house, girly.
Oh, wow. I'll paint more than your house, you sexy bitch.
You know what? So weird. I don't get it.
Of course we're weird. We're best friends. Like, we have to be weird with each other. Isn't that right, Angel?
No. No.
I was waiting for it. No. I love that sound in the microphone.
That's actually me doing that.
Yeah.
You doing what? Or a giant fat cat. No. I'm trying to play a song that I can't do, so I'm just going to fail. Fail out. I failed out. Sorry. We're good.
It's okay, Greg. It's okay. We still love you.
It's not okay. I'm trying to run a whole show here, and, you know, it's not working out so good. Anyway, let's play this song.
Excuse me.
What?
She hiccuped.
You were doing that earlier, and that's terrible. Okay, no, we're really boring here, so we need to talk about something.
I have a hiccup disease, I think.
Really?
I think so, because I'm always hiccuping.
Are you saying that to be funny, or are you saying that to be real?
Oh, no, I'm being real. Serious.
I still can't tell, because I can't...
hiccups? Like...
What?
There's a hiccup disease?
What?
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, there's a hiccup disease, yeah. Huh? Yeah, search WebMD.
I'm not looking on WebMD.
You're freaking a hypochondriac.
I'll put in like two symptoms and it'll tell me I have AIDS. Fuck that.
We need...
I thought I needed surgery for my ear.
We need to have like an awareness program for hiccup disease.
Sorry, you need to retell the story that you just told me about an hour ago about your ear. You were putting eardrops in your ears, and I wanted to know why you were putting eardrops in your ear.
I'm walking.
Because you're a 5 year old and you got an ear infection.
No, about 2 days ago, I was actually rubbing my ear with my palm really, really hard and fast.
That's good. Everybody do that. Do it. Rub it really hard and fast.
I love things in my ear. I have a fetish for things in my ear.
Holy shit.
I like putting things. No, but I'm really serious. Thank you.
If anybody wants to hire either Angel Marie or Danielle Lucas, I recommend hiring them both at the same time, because this is a little taste of what you get.
But to finish off my story.
Her
basically,
story.
I ended up hurting my ear or injuring it. And 2 days after, well, a day after, I woke up and I was in very, very severe pain. I couldn't open my jaw whatsoever, and I went to the hospital, and she told me it was something called swimmer's ear, where I had...
Oh, I've had that before.
Yeah.
And I've had it too, from swimming.
It was
don't you know? No shit. Okay.
Well.
Hey, Mom. Yeah. I was bicycling, and now I have swimmer's ear.
What did you do?
That's weird. All right, well, I was swimming and got tennis elbow.
Huh. WebMD actually told me that I needed surgery for my ear.
For AIDS?
No, I don't have AIDS.
I can't
have AIDS.
You can't have AIDS. Why not? What?
Mm? Speak into the microphone.
I don't know, like...
You're not even ready to
that? I'm not sexually active.
Say it. You should be happy.
Oh my God.
Fine.
Virgin.
You're 19 years old. Have you not found the right grandpa?
I have been trying to find the right grandpa. I thought I did, but he just didn't want anything to do with me.
He's stupid.
Just kidding. And, no, he's actually a really sweet guy. Kidding.
I happen to know...
I have to say that.
Here's what's interesting. I happen to know who that guy is. And what's really cool is that it seems like every guest that I have in here... They have a really, really interesting celebrity connection.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, are we not talking about the same guy?
No.
We are talking about the same guy. No, Amy, who was in here before, and unfortunately that's when my recorder fucked up on me and I lost all that, but she was actually seeing a rapper. I fucking forget his name now.
Lil Wayne.
She was seeing Lil Wayne.
You did tell me about that.
And yes, because I gossip like a motherfucker to everybody. That's so rude. Why would you say, oh yeah, you told me that. Yeah, that's right. And
now
well,
you're
it's
telling
it's
the whole
look,
world.
Hold on, it's not a secret if we talked about it on the webcast. And then another girl. Oh, motherfucker. Now I can't remember who I talked to about what. So
does he happen to have wrinkles?
I don't know. Is he single? I don't really know. Obviously, Tiffany has partied with P. Diddy and Ice Cube and all these people and stuff like that. So we talked about that.
What's his name?
Doug.
No.
What?
You told me something about the guy who worked with Katy Perry. He rapper.
Lil Kanye? Wayne.
No.
I don't know.
He did that video with
that video.
Katy mm-hmm. Perry was actually. You don't say. It was. I don't know.
Anyway,
it
Angel.
Had lots of candy.
Angel.
I like sweets.
Can I say this? I mean, for the 7 people that are gonna hear this.
Say what?
Who you were dating.
Oh, I actually prefer keeping that secret.
I will respect that.
I do protect identity.
I can absolutely respect that,
people
but
that I care about.
I will give you a hint. He was a singer in a band through the 80s and the 90s. Started mm-hmm. another band in the 2010s or something like that.
Something like that.
And he's still relevant today, and he's really cool. And anyway.
Very great guy. He's sweet.
What? Yeah, we can take a short break if you'd like.
That would be great, actually. All right, well, some personal things to do right now.
Ew, they have to change out tampons. So we will play this silly little song, and we'll go for a little break. So woo! We'll come right back. Okay, this is one of my more favorite artists. His name is Jack Conte. And for those of you who like... What would you call this? This is... what kind of music is this? This would be... Your mics are on. You can speak.
I have no idea.
Obviously, it's EDM, electronic dance music.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you ever see his if you ever see the videos that he makes, he's extremely talented.
Yeah.
And it pisses me off that somebody can be so talented and so good at not just making music but making like unique and really interesting videos. It's fucking pisses me off. Anyway.
You should check out DJ Ravine.
No,
he actually plays like he'll DJ with a Guitar Hero. Guitar.
What?
Like, yeah. That's it's ridiculous. Awesome. He's from Australia. Check him out.
I'm not a big fan of Aussies. That's not true. When I was in Las Vegas, we were shooting a calendar for it was Tropic Beauty, I guess. It's sort of like Hawaiian Tropic, but it's Tropic Beauty. It's a different thing. Anyway, I met a couple of people from Australia, and they were just gorgeous and really, really interesting to listen to talk to because I love that accent. Okay, so I don't know. Have you, Danielle, have you seen this video of your friend here, Angel?
Yes, I have.
You have seen that. Okay, well, then I won't bother playing it.
I would like to see it again.
Would
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I would too.
Oh, okay. So, how do I make this big? Oh, shit. Here we go. There we go. Ah, I got it now. So, this is the first video that Angel and I did together. And, it was interesting. Oh, little nipple shot there. Whoopsie. I kept it at a minimum, though, because this was not supposed to be... This wasn't supposed to be a nudie shoot. We had done that already.
What time was this? 3 o'clock in the morning?
No, not... Okay, this one actually wasn't. This one we started earlier.
But we
we ended at 7 o'clock in the morning. I remember going.
Was that
home
what
that
it was?
Time.
Whoopsie. Yeah. Well, sometimes. Hey, look. Sometimes video shoots go a little long. So. I remember the first cut that I did of this. You didn't like the one effect I did that made you look all fat. You were really not happy about that, so no. I fixed it. But all right, so we're gonna just fade right out of there, okay? And while we were out refreshing our psyche, we decided that we're going to talk about your childhood. Bum bum bum.
Childhoods.
Yeah, childhoods. So good. You were born and into this world. And you cried, and we're gonna talk about Danielle first.
Apparently, I think we should go with Angel.
Well, okay, we'll talk about Angel first. Okay, shut up, baby. Okay, thank you. Oh, now.
Later.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
She flipped me off.
You don't get to see what I get to see. I think Danielle just flopped her boobs out at her. Anyway, so. What we're going to actually be talking about is we'll talk about a sad story and then we'll talk about a happy story. So first we're going to talk about a sad story. So Angel, you didn't have the best childhood growing up. Is that accurate?
That is very accurate.
Okay. That's not an uncommon situation. lots of people don't have the greatest childhood in the world, and they do one of two things. They either become this repressed, horrible, sad, angry person, or they overcome it and they become something greater than they should have. And I think that's what you did. You became something amazing out of something that should never have happened. So you were, I don't want to talk about too much because I don't want to bum you out or anything like that, but we'll just talk a little bit about Well, why don't you say a couple of things that were shitty about your growing up, and then we can better appreciate where you are today.
Well, growing up, a lot of the times was very tragic. I remember as a little girl. I mean, I love my parents to death, but my dad was actually a cocaine addict.
Mm-hmm.
And he would never come home sometimes. He spent a lot of the times in jail. I never got to see my father as much, but being around him, there was a lot of abuse within the family. And, well, a lot of neglect as well. I didn't have the love that most children experienced as kids. And I mean, my parents were into the party life. Sometimes my sister and I took care of each other. I mean, we fought like cats and dogs, though. I mean,
I think a lot of siblings do that. I think I know that I grew up in a family where my sister and I, we fought like ridiculous. We were always at each other's throats from, like, I would say from about 12 years old on, and it's only in recent years, I'm 41, she's 40, that we can even kind of tolerate each other at a family gathering. You had, you said four sisters?
Yeah.
Which was it, three or four?
I have four sisters.
Okay, you have four sisters. So
yeah.
So you probably look to each other for a lot of...
Well, actually, there was... I didn't really grow up with my sisters. I mean, I grew up with my twin sister, but my other two sisters, they spent most of their times in Puerto Rico. And I have another sister as well that's from my father's side. And I've seen her a couple times when I was very, very little, but...
So it was mostly you and your twin sister who were kind of raising each other.
Yeah. And I didn't meet up with my other sister. I mean, we found each other on Facebook.
That's interesting.
And that's how we started talking again. Mm-hmm. We never talked. I mean, we've seen each other when we were little, but after that, we had no relationship whatsoever.
Mm.
And it was just really hard growing up, you know, knowing that you had a sister and just being far apart.
So you dealt with a lot of rejection, I guess, family rejection in your life.
Yes. Yes, I did.
That really sucks. So the point, I guess the whole reason we're talking about this is to illustrate how even through all that bullshit that you had to deal with and some really, really tough living, tough growing up, you seem to be one of the more put together people that I know at 19 years old that, you know, against a lot of the odds that you should have just taken and rejected and become this shitty person in life, you're one of the more kind people that I know. So I'm going to give that to you. So good for you.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about this anymore. And I apologize that I've now gotten into a weird place with you. And I'm sorry.
I understand. I mean, being that young and trying to be independent with yourself and trying to grow up alone, it was very difficult.
Yeah, but what you have become is so much more than you should have. And I want to let people know and let you know that you've really, really, you've become so much more than you probably should have. And I want you to know that I love you as a person because you have really, really, you've like risen from the ashes like a phoenix and you've become this great person. And I want you to understand that I appreciate you as a person. I appreciate you as a friend. And I really believe that you're a testament, and you might want to consider speaking to other young girls who might be going mm-hmm. through a similar situation, that, you know, there is light out there and there are people who can and will help you and you can win. And I think now that you've won and you've kind of escaped and you're your own person. And, I think you're a really great person. So I want you to know that.
Thank you.
Yes. Angel is a very beautiful person.
Absolutely.
A lot of my hardships, I speak with her and she always brings me up as I strive to do for her.
That's really cool. And I think it's really super important to find people in life that will be that light in your life that can help you through whatever bullshit that you might be going through, and to understand that no matter what, life is worth living, and no matter what, there are going to be other people who are going to treat you the way you're supposed to be treated and who will see beyond your flaws and see beyond the bullshit that you had to go through to get to where you are. And I want you to know that I think you're a great person, and not necessarily because of what you went through, but despite it. You know, I think you've done really, 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 really well for yourself.
With the cards that you've been dealt.
Not even with just the cards you were dealt. I think that even just as if I knew nothing else about you, just from the times that we've spent together, I think you're a fucking cool person. And if I knew nothing about the hardships that you've gone through, I'd still think that you were a really cool person.
Thank you.
There you go. Have that. Let's jump. Excuse me. Let's jump over to Danielle and hear about her horrible life and make her cry too. I'm so sorry.
I probably won't cry. I've spoken about it quite a bit.
No, you're a tough bitch.
Yes, she is. She really is.
She is very tough. She's one of the most strongest people I've ever met in my life.
Oh.
See, nice things like that make me cry.
Let's all suck each other's dick. This is fun.
I look up to her a lot, though.
All right.
I look up to her a lot.
Well, I look up to you, so we can just look at each other all day. So,
okay, I'm done. We're good.
Where should I begin?
Where should you begin?
Both of my parents had drug addiction problems. Both of them were utterly insane. My family history actually goes back to murders and
stuff. Holy shit!
Yeah, wait, I was told bedtime stories of grandpa.
This is the fucking worst idea I've ever had. What the fuck are we doing?
No, but
okay.
So no, like he gutted some dude with a hawkbill knife.
Was anybody at Auschwitz? Did anybody like murder a whole bunch of Jews? I mean, what the fuck are we doing?
No, this was out in the boonies in North Carolina.
Oh my god!
Like okay. So
I didn't know about this.
My grandfather used to beat the shit out of my dad.
Okay.
Like with backer sticks, tobacco sticks, when, you know, they would strip the leaves to make cigarettes, which we so gladly consume. You can know that the stalks were actually across my father's back.
That's fucking great.
Yeah. Okay. He would bleed and shit. So, like most cases of abuse victims, that was carried through into my childhood. Gratefully, no tobacco sticks. We didn't have any laying around. So instead, he used pipe.
Holy fuck.
PVC pipe.
Okay.
Yeah, or whatever he could find. That is when I moved into his place when I was 6 years old after being removed from my mother's custody for her basically being a crack whore.
Okay.
Yeah, she would, like Angel's father, she would leave for extended periods of time. Except I was left all by myself. And
at six?
At four.
Okay.
Three, four, five, six. Yeah. Throughout those ages. When my father got me, I was malnourished to the point where it was painful to eat. My ribs were visible, and at family dinners, it was very awkward. I had a stepbrother who would actually pick on me for not being able to eat. So as I was bawling, like, in pain, he would be cracking jokes saying, "Oh, Daddy, is that enough?" And they would all just laugh.
And yeah, because starvation is funny.
Yeah, yeah, starvation is hilarious, let me tell you. No, sometimes it kind of was, because...
No, like, no, starvation is never funny.
No, no, you don't even know. Like, I was eating peanut butter out of a jar, and I was so mad. I can remember being 4 years old, and I was so mad because the ants got it. Like, I just flung the jar across the room, and my mom just died laughing, and we scavenged together for something else to eat. But, you know, there is a bright side to it. I mean, I don't waste any food now, ever. Mm-hmm. And whenever I see other people wasting food, I'm just like, hey, you could take that home. You know, there are starving kids and... kids in Africa and whatnot.
They're starving kids in America.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting thing that you brought up right there, because it's like, I think there's too many people in America who just have no idea that there are kids out there who are dealing with this sort of thing. There are people out there who are dealing with this sort of thing. They just don't understand that, oh, I'll just drive through, you know, McDonald's. I'll just, you know, grab a pizza. I'll, you know, I'm not shopping at Walmart. Ugh. That's disgusting. I have to go to Publix. You know what? Fuck you. Fuck you, all of you, because there are people out there like Angel and like Danielle who maybe didn't have a life like you have, and you have no fucking idea what it's like out there for the people that are not you. And I also think that you guys have a sense of pride that you're not just going to go and beg and tell people necessarily about what's going on. Because it's hard. And Angel, you win because you're the very first person who's ever shed a tear during the podcast. And I guess I'm sorry about that.
Sorry, but you're not sorry.
No, I am. I'm sorry that I am sorry. And the situation is that the only reason you did that is not for attention, not for anything other than the fact that's how your life was. And that's, Danielle, your life didn't seem a whole lot better. And, I feel not responsible about something like that, but I do feel like I haven't done anything with my life to help anyone, because I don't understand the problem. I pretended it didn't exist. You know, like you see the guys at the corners and they have their little sign up and they say, you know, hungry, please, you know, anything you can give me, God bless, and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, you bum, get out and get a job and, you know, do whatever. If I give you $10, you're just going to buy a bottle of something and drink it or get another rock or whatever.
But often that is true, though. Like, there are a lot of panhandlers out there.
Sure.
Yeah, there are some people out like that, but those are only the visible ones. The ones you don't see are the ones that are truly suffering, the ones that are the ones that are in their homes and they're scared and they're cold and they're hungry and they're alone. And it sucks because we're such a fucked up community. We're such a fucked up country that we think that starvation happens in China, or it happens in Africa, or it happens, you know, in these weird off places that we've never visited and don't really want to visit. But if you look around hard enough,
you can find it right across the street.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Which sucks, because, you know, we're bitching about, and I don't want to get too political here, but we're bitching about Obamacare and giving health care to millions of Americans that don't have health care. Well, these are the fucking people that this is trying to help. So fuck you rich Republican conservatives. No, I'm serious. Fuck you, because these are the stories. These are the people that we need to hear about, not some dickhead who had a hard time getting on the ACA page to try and sign up for the health care. You know, fuck that. We need to help the millions of people that are like Angel and like Danielle and who have had just these horrific, horrific childhoods. I don't know. I don't even know where to go with that, because it's the stories, to me even, have never been this real. Are you going to say something?
No.
Because it looked like you were either going to say something or suck that. I don't know what you...
I was actually going to kiss the mic.
Good. Okay. Feel free to kiss the mic. That's fine. So I'm sorry, Daniel, really quickly, if you could just turn that into the not sad part of your life.
Yeah. I mean, there was definitely a lot of good aspects. The times that my mom was sober, she was absolutely ridiculous. She was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, so her bads were fucking terrible.
I imagine.
But her ups were way, way up. I can remember times when I would get back from school, and yes, me being 10 years old, I would sit in my mom's lap, get at me, you know, if you have a problem, eat my dick. But I would sit in my mom's lap, and I would be drinking a water bottle, and then she would start tickling me, and it would spill on her. And she'd be like, oh, hell no, I know you just didn't. And I'm like, Mom, I didn't do that on purpose. You know it, if someone wasn't tickling me. And then we would start just slinging water at each other. And I would trick her into thinking that I was going to be washing the dishes and that I needed help. And I'd spray her in the fucking face with, you know, with the dish sprayer up there.
And this was a good time, or this was a bad time?
This was an awesome time.
Oh, okay. She was being a fun time mom.
Yeah, and then she just started laughing. She was like, all right, I got you. And I was like, what? And I noticed that the window was open, and she went outside. And I'm not going to lie, I was kind of nervous, because I don't know what that woman was doing. She was crazy. And she pulled the water hose in through the window, and she sprayed me in the face. Right in the face.
That's
fuck the house. It'll get wet.
That's not appropriate.
And yeah, but it's okay, because she got stabbed with one of the cactus in the backyard. One of the cacti.
Well,
so karma. Karma is a bitch.
In retrospect, talking about your childhoods was probably a bad idea.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Well, it got me angry, so I guess that's something. Let's find something fun to talk about once. Now, you're both adults now, and you're in much better places. And yes. Let's talk really quickly about what you would like. Well, actually, let's do this. Let's do something kind of light. What's your favorite movie of all time, Angel?
Oh, shit.
That's hard,
actually,
isn't it?
Let's go to Danielle first.
Danielle, what is your favorite movie of all time?
That changes frequently. I'm quite fond of Moulin Rouge, though.
Okay. Is there a reason why? You just like the music and the dancing and the...
Well, all that stuff is lovely. Music is a big aspect of my life.
Is it Wolverine? You like Wolverine?
I appreciate...
He was in that movie, right? Maybe actually, I'm thinking of something else. I don't know.
Possibly. But it's just the way that it captures basically all of the aspects of emotion that we humans have.
That's interesting.
That the jealousy, anger, betrayal, you know, happiness, the epitome of happiness, sadness, love, the difference between love and lust, and how far you will go to achieve those things.
I imagine that that's resonates pretty well with you, because you had to go pretty far to get through the bullshit to get to the good part of your life, which I would argue is now-ish. You know, it's not completely super awesome all the time, but it's certainly...
That's what therapy is for.
Well, you know. Now it makes a little more sense that you were in therapy, and hopefully, you know, it's never a bad thing to talk to somebody. It's especially somebody who... is not so completely close to you that you can be completely open to and speak about and not have to worry about judgment or anything like that. So I guess that's a good thing. Angel, have you ever been any kind of therapy or talked to somebody?
Yes.
Doesn't okay, it help good. Having life?
Wow, that was angry.
I started therapy when I was 13 years old. Uh-huh. Never liked it. I never enjoyed it. But I was pretty much forced to do it.
You think it was maybe you were too young to really appreciate what it was?
Yes, that is true. And I know now, being an adult, and I understand more of the concept of it. It was just necessary because as a child, I grew up with a lot of trauma. And
you don't say.
I had a lot of anger issues, that's for sure. So,
well, you're not angry now. I mean, you've never I've never seen you angry, not even once.
It's very hard for me to get angry. It's something that I learned how to control.
Okay.
And doing therapy has actually helped me.
So, although you didn't like it,
yeah,
you say it's very helpful.
Yes.
Well, that's an extreme testament to the process of therapy. Then we have two people here who terrible childhood and now completely normal human beings as an adult, and both were both had some sort of therapy, and apparently it worked.
It helps to have an unbiased opinion and whatnot.
Good. Well, then I recommend it to everyone. Yes. except me. I won't go. did you almost fall out of your chair? What happened?
No, I'm okay.
The microphone's right there, darling. There you go. Okay.
Hi, microphone.
Okay. What is your favorite movie?
Have you figured it out yet?
No, I know it for sure, because this is one of my favorite childhood. As a child, I watched this movie a lot. It's Anastasia.
Oh my goodness.
That's an animated film, right?
Yes. And that movie I had in VHS. Yes.
VHS.
VH fucking S.
That's a tape you shove into the machine and it starts where you left off, right?
Yeah.
For all you modern people.
Wow.
In case you didn't know.
Hey kids, by the way, you used to watch movies on a tape, not through your iPhone.
Yeah.
But that was my favorite movie. I remember as a little girl... I never wanted to give that movie away. It was actually rented at Blockbuster, and so
you ended up paying for it?
Yes, my mom did. I cried so much. I didn't want her to take it. I used to hide it and everything.
Well, now I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
I have the DVD. I'm still missing the VHS.
I will track down that VHS tape copy, and I will give it to you for Christmas.
Yes.
It's you. That's ridiculous. Danielle.
Yes.
You've had plenty. Are you okay? Yes. You've had plenty of time now to think of your favorite movie. What is it?
I thought you just said Moulin Rouge.
Oh, shit. That's
which,
right.
I love that movie, but I like Chicago.
Where the
Chicago
fuck have I
better.
Been?
What
I is
like
going
Chicago.
On?
That's my favorite. It's
like,
a better version.
That's
of
copying.
Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, I thought so.
Well, yeah. It's not of Moulin Rouge. They're completely separate stories.
Yeah, and who was in Chicago? Wasn't that Christina Aguilera?
No, that was Burlesque. It was. I know her name. I know
Welsh
her name.
Woman.
Welsh.
Renee Zellweger.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Like
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
She's Welsh, actually.
She's a lot
she
like you.
She looks Hispanic.
She likes old
she
men.
Does. Yes, she does. She's marrying an older man. See?
Wait.
See?
I know. I thought she was married
Angel
to...
Like, no, he's actually older than the men that I usually go for. Mm. But he's actually almost close to his deathbed. But
oh, she's playing the long...
I still like that.
She's playing the long game. I get it. Okay. Holy shit. Okay. Who is that? Michael... Shit, what's his name? Michael...
I can't remember it.
Old dude. Michael. Michael Scott. Michael
That was
Keaton.
A really great
no,
film.
No, Michael... Mike, what?
No, I don't remember his name, but I know there was a scene that he did, and it was actually like a puppet scene, and I forgot her name.
Wait,
what's
puppet scene?
Yes.
Are you talking about
the
Team America?
Chick.
Because that's one of my favorite movies, is Team America, World Police.
I'm still on Chicago.
I'm quite fond of Super Troopers.
Hey, keep up with us. We're moving on. All right. Let's talk about, we already talked about what you're doing in the next couple of weeks. What, Daniel, what are you doing in the next couple of weeks?
Daniel or Danielle?
I said Daniel.
You said Daniel.
Danielle.
Hey,
what'd I say?
Danielle.
Hey, Daniel.
Daniel.
Danielle.
Yo, what up, son?
Danielle.
Do you prefer Daniel?
What the fuck should I call you
Danielle.
Then?
Let me just grow a penis real fast. We'll make this work. Like...
Fine. Deborah. Your name is Deborah now.
Oh, God. Deborah.
Vagina? No, call her vagina? What?
Piss.
Oh, okay. So Angel has to go take a piss. I'm going to turn her microphone off. Go.
Bye-bye, Angel.
Sorry. Now it's just me and Danielle.
Yes, yes. So in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to finish painting the house.
Mm-hmm. Are you painting the inside or the outside?
The inside.
Okay. Oh, you know what you should not do? Do not use oil-based paint.
Oh, I haven't been.
Made that mistake one time. Holy shit, was I high. I was super high. I was actually helping Tiffany at the time. Is she singing? What's going on? I hear something. I just don't know what's going on. I was helping Tiffany repaint her apartment because she was moving out. She was... I don't know if anybody can pick that up, but I think something's coming out of Angel and she's not sure what's happening. Nope, she's singing. Never mind. We're going to turn that right there. She had a bunch of paint and we were painting and... one of the cans of paint that she had, we didn't notice at the time, but it was oil-based. So we're painting, and I'm starting to feel funny. And of course, when I do any kind of manual labor, I had to have beer. So I was drinking beer, and I'm thinking, wow, am I fucked up off of this beer? But it was the oil-based paint that was creating a horrific, horrific high. But so you got to paint the house, and then what?
And I've got to get up with Leia. To see about dancing for Crave Girls.
I think you'd be pretty successful at that. You have done go-go dancing for a while, right? You used to go dance in a club. And there's probably a little more legitimacy to doing it under a title or a name of Crave Girls.
Definitely.
Instead of just doing it on your own. Please don't join a burlesque group.
Why?
I like burlesque. Why not?
I do too, but there's like 12 troops here in Orlando and or Central Florida anyway, and they're everywhere and they're played. Do you need a bucket? Are you gonna Are you gonna vomit?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm fine.
Okay.
You can use my bra. Oh yes.
This is gonna be the sexiest, disgusting shoot ever. Danielle is now going to vomit in Angel's bra. Mm-mm.
Man, two girls for bra. Let's do this. And two girls, two cups? Like
two girls and one bra.
Okay. That's not good.
Burlesque to vomit. Who would have known?
You know what? I can tolerate any video you can show me. There's three things that I cannot... You have something?
No, I'm just listening.
You're just going to lick Leroy's head? Don't do that. There are three things that I definitely cannot look at. And that's a skateboard video when somebody falls and breaks their arm. I find that horrific. I can't watch it. Old people porn, because I think you're just taking really, really big advantage of like old people. They don't know what they're doing.
But I don't mind.
Of course you don't, wrinkle lover.
Of course you don't. Holy shit.
I like the song.
Yeah, I bet you do. And then the third, this is Louie, by the way. Lil Louis? I don't know. French kiss. Anyway, the third video. Okay, no more of that. Angel's going out of her mind. The third video that I absolutely cannot watch is called One Man, One Jar.
What is that?
Is that where he shoves the jar up his ass?
Yep. That's where he shoves the jar up his ass.
I'm familiar with it being called jar squatter.
Squatter. No, yeah, like, well,
where he shoves it up his ass and then it breaks inside and then he has to like pull it out.
Yep.
Yeah, all the little shards of glass.
I'm not sure about taking glass out of my ass.
Broken glass.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. Literally the one of the videos that I had to stop because as soon as it broke and as soon as he started pulling pieces out, I was just like, no, fuck it. But
wouldn't my ass bleed?
What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it would. And I'm pretty sure his was too.
It really was.
Yeah. And I cannot imagine the conversation when you go into the ER and you say,
hey, I just shoved the jar
I'm pretty sure that's not how it started. I'm pretty sure it did not start with, hey, I shoved a jar up my ass and it broke and now I'm bleeding. I'm pretty sure it was like,
you see what had happened was
pretty sure it starts, my ass is bleeding, and then you go from there. You go backwards through time, and you're like, well, why is your ass bleeding?
I'm not a freak, I promise.
Well, you see, there's some glass up there, sir. Why is there glass in your rectum? Well, you see what happened.
I was in the shower, and I had a mayonnaise jar.
I
keep it in there for, because that's where I keep my toothbrush. And I had turned it upside down, and the floor was slippery, and I slipped, and boink, and then
it was in my ass.
And then
the moment I knew it
broke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inside of my asshole.
Inside of my asshole.
Conveniently.
Conveniently.
Who would know? You know, just slipping in the shower, you just whoop. Watch out! They say don't drop the soap, don't drop the jar.
Don't drop the mayonnaise jar.
Hey.
Don't drop a mayonnaise jar.
KMFDM.
Oh, you like that, do you?
I like that.
This is a very rare song. You've probably never heard it, but they cover Madonna's Material Girl.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just give this a little listen. Angel's going to light the studio on fire.
And Daniel is going to play in it.
Yeah,
I like it. That's kind of hot, though. It turns me on a little bit.
Does it, Angel?
It's quite dark.
All right. Well, look. This this podcast has been a complete mess. I would really. I would really. Hold on. We're gonna just do this. Whoops. Hold on a second. Wait. I have to explain this mess of a. Oh, what the fuck? Did this crash? There we go. Yay. Okay.
I can't breathe.
And Angel's out. So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna wrap this up. I would really, really like to thank my guests today. It's Angel Marie and Danielle Lucas. Not Daniel Lucas, Danielle Lucas. And
I don't mind Danielle.
I'm glad.
I will very likely share links to their Model Mayhem pages so you can see that these girls are very pretty. They're very fit.
We are.
We are.
Holy shit, hold on. Let me turn your microphone down if you're going to scream into it. Hold on a second.
We are.
Yeah.
He's not lying.
We are, just we look. Are. Youth of a nation.
We are.
Oh my goodness. Oh God.
Okay. And so we're going to go out on a song. We're going to go out on a song. And
I heard that.
What'd you fart? I'm gonna let you pick the song. So Angel, it's your choice. You pick the song. I will type it in here, and we're gonna play it on our way out. So what is it?
Noise FX orgasm.
Noise what FX?
UF.
What UF?
Yes, noise UF.
Just like that?
No, you gotta get rid of the E though.
Noise.
Noise UF.
UF.
X. Yeah, there we go. See?
Oh, I see it right there.
Yeah. And then Orgasm.
This song is called Orgasm.
Yeah.
It was...
You like it.
Holy shit, what is going on here?
Play it.
Okay, well, like hold on, it didn't work.
Do you like it, Angel?
I love it.
Holy
I love
shit. It. What is going on here? Okay, we're going to add the song
I like making to the queue. Impressions, yeah.
All right.
You like what? I like it. I quite like making impressions, yeah. You like my British accent, yeah.
Angel has turned into a British person. Danielle, would you like to British sport people. An accent?
What?
No, it has to be different than British. It has to be good. Go Chinese.
Well, you want me to place a big order today?
Like wow. Okay. There we go. We
have...
What the hell?
I'm trying to offend every single person that might be listening to this. So, Chinese Danielle, thank you for being
so
here.
Let us play you are welcome. The orgasm.
What are you, French now? No, you're French.
Let us play the orgasm.
I want to be Russian now.
What? Oh, Russian. What? Russian Danielle.
Yes. I will be Russian.
I will be Russian with you.
I will be stupid
okay.
American.
In Soviet Russia, there is no water. There is only vodka.
All right. Coming up now, we've got Orgasm from NoFX.
I.
No, Noise okay. UF? How do you say that word?
What?
Noise.
What?
Noise.
Noise.
Twat. Twat.
Twat.
What?
I can't finger out what you're saying.
Oh, boy. So maybe this will be the first podcast that I include pictures from the photo shoot that we're going to do after this.
There is a link that says play song. You should probably click
see where
on
my
that.
Mouse is down here? Right here? I'm moving it around, little hand.
Yeah.
I'm ready to play it.
Yeah.
You ready to hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. That sounds appropriate. All right, so this has been the Random Stream of Consciousness, safe for the little ears.
And
we're going to go do a really sexy photo shoot and video shoot, so look for that crap. And I will talk to you the very next time. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.